Want to reduce free radicals? Seeking a healthy energy drink or interested in skincare or weight loss? Visit dcw.lifevantage.com to learn medical plant products to achieve your health goals. Or you could call Diane. You can hit her up at 566-4273 and start living for today. So thank you to our sponsors. We got one more read we'll get to a little later on in the show. But with no further ado, let's say we start the show. Talking about practice starts now.
Practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
We are talking about practice. I'm your host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, your usual suspect, Derek Isamaki. What's good?
Yo, what's cracking, everybody?
And not too much, man. DJ J Pounds.
Yo. Yo.
BYOB Radio in the house. What's happening, bro?
What's good with you?
Just chilling, just chilling. And Jaime, back again. How
back
you doing,
at it again.
Jaime?
I'm great, man. I'm excited because I take my test on Wednesday, so.
Oh, all right, about to get yourself certified.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, welcome to the soon-to-be KZFR family.
Mm,
you can be a member of it very shortly here.
Yeah,
so we got a lot to talk about today. Want to get to the Cavs blowing a 26-point lead in the fourth yesterday. Championship teams usually don't do that. D'Angelo Russell hits a game-winning three the same day his grandmother passed away. So we'll get into some interesting Laker talk. I got a bad beat that you guys will not believe. We'll break down the Masters, get a little NFL talk in, foot and mouth, and some other things. But I wanted to start with this. So last week was the NCAA championship game, as we all know by now. Congrats to North Carolina. And
Tar Heels.
The Tar Heels once again.
I literally forgot when you said championship game, like what championship game happened. This is week old right now.
It has been some time. That's okay.
Yeah.
But the Tar Heels obviously beat Gonzaga last week in what was one of the worst played championship games I have ever seen in my life.
That last half was
worst
just
played or officiated?
Both.
Mm. Both.
The
yeah.
officiating
yeah.
was terrible.
The officiating yeah. was terrible.
They did not.
They called
them to
everything.
They did not allow them to play basketball whatsoever.
Not at all. But
you just touched his leg. It was a call. It was a foul. Anything you touch, you're
agreed.
Now.
And I've been lamenting the reason I haven't been following college basketball nearly as close this year and the last few years, to be honest, is in part because the officiating is trash. It's just terrible. But I thought last week in particular, the officiating was horrible. There's 53 free throws shot, I believe.
It's such a boring game to watch.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh. Yeah.
And part of the issue, too, is the players and the coaches didn't adjust to the way the game was being called. If they're going to call it that way, you got to kind of lay off a little bit. But I know human nature is to go against that. But the greater point is, you know, a lot of people are calling in, like, talk NCAA, talk NCAA. And I kept getting frustrated by that because, one, I don't like doing prediction radio. I mean, it can be fun at times, but like none of us know what's going to happen, right?
I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you've been
we've been pretty fire
on your
yeah.
betting, so
I've been up.
Yeah, every time you challenge people on Snapchat, I just stay away. And the one time I opened my mouth on Twitter, I ended up losing $20 over a stupid dunk contest. But anyway,
you're still lamenting over that right now? That's wow. Okay,
I'm still upset right, about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because I didn't think anyone was going to take me, and immediately Jordan was like, all right, cool, I got the field. And I was like, and I originally put it out as a $50 bet. I was like, I better walk that one back. Man, yeah, I backtracked faster than Deion Sanders on that one. But so the part of the problem I've had with the NCAA, besides, you know, the whole injustice and not paying the workforce there, is just these games just haven't been great And I really hate doing prediction radio, like I was talking about, because we don't know what was going to happen. And then we got that clunker of a game, so I don't want to talk about it too long. I just wanted to mention, thank God that that college basketball is over.
Yeah.
This is the last we'll have to talk about it for a while. But
I like college basketball.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, not to like watch it, but I like the idea. You know,
I mean,
like
young
prospects coming into the NBA.
And well, you can see if you look at it that way.
You can see in their body of work going into, you know, the future.
That, so are you like watching the games at the very beginning of the season?
Oh, no, I don't watch. Okay, I don't really watch the games until probably like the tournament.
So okay, exactly. So like, we have like a year left of college basketball, a year before you get back into college basketball, I feel, right? Like, that's kind of what would happen. You get a year off. The tournament gets you in the mode.
Or like the Maui Invitational. That's probably right when I pick it up. When I start picking up.
Isn't that like the Maui Invitational like at the beginning of the season?
That's like December. That's probably
is it?
Oh, wow.
I thought that was at the very beginning.
Yeah, I thought that was the very beginning of the season. Like, that's one of the beginning tourneys.
Yeah.
The Maui Invitational is around Christmas time.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
I mean, I guess the season does pick up.
We're going to come back to it, but I'm pretty sure it's around Christmas time.
Give it a look. But yeah, I feel like Lonzo Ball's last game, you know, we may have talked about this last time I was here, but I felt like he was ready for the NBA. Like, he was like, that last game, his body language spoke. Okay. He declared right after.
It was unfortunate he had three white guys on his team, or else he wouldn't win the NCAA tournament.
Oh, man. No. All those white guys are elite, except for Bryce Alford.
Come on.
He's nice. LeVar Ball and what he said there, I thought was just ridiculous. Like, way to shoot your own team on the, like, that's your son's team. He went there. You're going to have your two other kids are going to that school still. You know, and you're going to say it like, okay.
Yeah. Burning bridges.
Well, I mean, Ball got roasted by De'Aaron Fox.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have a correction for us?
I do have a correction. It is Thanksgiving time.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So not too far off. But
you're a month off. Yeah. That's not
bad. Okay, you're in the ballpark.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much I really want to get into. Should we play the players? Should we not? But I thought you, me, and John had an interesting discussion after the show last week. And what I was saying is I think that they should pay the players. I don't think they should be paying them hundreds of thousands of dollars. But one idea that I kind of had, and I think you could do this almost universally for college students in general, but in particular for players, what you would do is you would pay them, you know, 30 grand a year, let's say. Let's just say you're at a major D1 school. Every player on the roster gets 30 grand a year. That's not a ton of money, but for a college student, that's
30 grand.
That's more than I'm making right now. Yeah, so, I'd like it.
That's a good chunk of change if you're a college student. But here's the catch, though. So each year, you continue to put money away in a savings account. So every year that the student's there, you know, you put, say, an extra 10, 15 grand, whatever the number is. And upon graduation, they have a little nest egg put away for them, 50, 60, however much.
Okay.
But a nice little nest egg, so when they come out of school, instead of doing what the three of us have done, which is just straight up struggle and grind and try to pick up a job here, try to get put on here, and you're just barely being able to pay your bills. So it's really difficult to pursue some things you're passionate about when you're worried about how you're going to feed yourself, how you're going to keep a roof over your head. You give these kids enough money that they have something to look forward to. So this isn't going to affect your one and done. So, you know, why would they stick around for 50 to 60 grand at the end of the four years, or 100 grand even, if they go and make, you know, 20 million in their first 5 years in the NBA? But the point being is, I think what it does for the majority of the players is it gives those guys who may be thinking about coming out after their sophomore or junior year, who may be a late or mid to late round pick, those guys may say, I want to perfect my craft, I want to get an education while I'm here as well, and it gives them a little more incentive to stay in school. And again, that 30 grand's not a lot, but a lot of these kids, like, let's face it, they come from poverty. So if you're getting 30 grand, you know, every 2 weeks you're getting a $1,500 paycheck. Again, not a ton of money, but it's something, you know, you could kick off to your family, help your mom, you know, pay for the lights or whatever. I think that kind of solves a lot of issues. And the only reasonable explanation for not paying the players, or I don't even want to say reasonable, the only explanation is, we simply just don't want to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no good reason not to pay them. I haven't heard one argument for not paying them. So just wanted to...
It might change the integrity of, you know, what college basketball is. And I think that's the biggest argument against it. It's just like it's been a... a long-standing thing that, you know, you don't get paid to play amateur sports. College basketball is an amateur sport, unfortunately, and that's just how it's always been. Not saying it's right or wrong, but that's just how it's always been.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, but that's also led to all sorts of corruption. That's led to boosters infiltrating these schools, paying these kids. I mean, that whole thing that went down in Miami a few years. I mean, Miami's just one of hundreds of schools we can name and cases we can name. But when boosters get too close to the school, guys with money that want to be big hotshots around town, want to hang out with these kids and be cool.
It's a tricky situation. For instance, I was watching the Lakers versus the Kings the other night, and it was a garbage game. I mean, who's going to be watching that game but me, a Laker fan? But I love how Calipari is sitting in the crowd like a mafioso mobster. And he's watching his ex-players who are now in the NBA, like Scott LaVisia, who's an outstanding Kings player, is coming up. We should have been a lottery pick, in my opinion, now, after his play in the latter part of the season. But I love that, because college basketball is very – it's tricky. Because, yeah, is it a business? And it really is. And should these kids get paid? But then when you have someone like Calipari just sitting in the crowd – it's interesting. Like, how much was he involved with these players? And I like that he's there, but was there foul play or was there any corruption involved? And it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's foul play across the board. I mean, if you've heard about any of these recruiting visits, I had a couple buddies that could tell you some really really crazy stories about recruiting trips. Oh, but I don't want to get too far. I think we're getting off the beaten path here. I don't want to talk. Yeah. I just started off with saying I don't want to talk college hoops for a long time and then spent, 10 minutes talking about it. So moving on.
Word.
Let's go to the Masters. The Masters was yesterday.
Sergio
Garcia finally broke through after all these years of being on the cusp and... Essentially, I don't want to call him a choker because I've never played any golf that actually mattered.
Putt matters, man.
Matters. Don't belittle my miniature golf.
Come on, man.
Saying glory, okay?
Dude, I'm trying to. When it's a 3-par and I get a 2, and I've got my girl next to me, dude, I'm looking good. Okay, it matters.
You're the star, girl.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing about golf, though. I was just thinking about that. Is it's one of those sports, and you call it sports, and
it's not a sport.
Look, you just said it. I didn't. You can relate because you can be a 50-year-old man, or you can be trying to impress your girl at putt-putt and still relate. And that's a beautiful thing about golf. And you have stories like Sergio Garcia, who is doubted for years because he was there but never really got there, kind of like the Falcons of the NFL. And here he is now.
Shots fired.
We're not even in football season. There you go.
Yeah, don't ever trust the Falcons, ladies and gentlemen. I said it all year long. But Sergio Garcia did finally break through, ended up winning. He and Justin Rose kind of went toe-to-toe there, shot for shot, going into the last hole.
So they had a playoff hole, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. Okay.
Just one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. So Sergio Garcia, I think the winning the Masters and getting the green jacket was the second biggest accomplishment he's had because he also got engaged recently. And if you saw his fiance, you know why I'm saying that.
Hey.
And these golfers, man, I'm telling you, bro.
I mean, they're making so much money for doing nothing.
That's life.
I'm sorry,
man.
It's it's ridiculous how much these companies are. Well, granted, golf is an expensive game to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very expensive game to play. And you get any one of those big major club companies on you, dude, you're set.
I mean, you think about it, they got like all golf events are on like major networks. Like in golf, like the golf has like its own network as well. So
it does.
It's real.
I got to give a shout out to actually the fans over at the Masters, man. They're actually starting to chant a little bit there. I was like, right, man, they're branching out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it was kind of like the U.S. Open. You know, the U.S. Open, is it the U.S. Open or am I thinking the Ryder Cup?
The Ryder Cup,
The Ryder Cup is for your country, right?
Yeah, that's USA versus Europe.
Yeah,
or
both
USA
get,
for the world.
Yeah, Ryder Cup gets a little turnt. People get crazy at the Ryder Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up. It's every 2 years, though, so it doesn't happen all the time. You got to take advantage of it,
Yeah,
but
very true.
Still. They were finally getting like some cheers instead of just the...
Yeah, the little claps. Yeah, no doubt.
I like that.
I do, too, because honestly, I don't know why we seem so repressed as a nation when it comes to our professional sports. We talked about it on the show before. Derek, you always bring up how overseas in a lot of soccer matches, they're singing songs the whole time. They don't need to play music in the arena because
people are
going nuts the entire time. Standing, they have choreographed dances, chants. They could get a little racist. They could get a little vulgar, but it's all in the name.
Yeah, it's right all in the name of sports, right? Yeah, good fun. But yeah, I'm just saying, like, when we brought it up, that came up in our discussion. We were talking about the Knicks when they played no music whatsoever. They had nothing going on for the first half of player was, or first quarter, something like that.
It was the first half, yeah. First half of play.
And it was like, it was just quiet out there. All you heard was the squeaky shoes, which is like, sometimes that's a good sound. But when you have a bunch full of, you know, 20,000 people in there, oh man, it's, come on, there's got to be something more that's going on. Like, it's great when you hear those songs going on. When you're like, even when I'm watching the game on TV, I can hear, try to make them out and stuff. And they do chants and stuff, and they come up with songs that are just so crazy. Like, right on the spot, the moment a player comes onto their team, they got a song going for the guy already, you know?
I'm a big WWE guy. I don't know if you guys knew this, but they do that a lot in professional wrestling now. If you watch these events, they do exactly what you just went over. There's the soccer chant type chants where there's, oh, you know, just these little songs for each professional wrestler that comes out.
I've always been a big proponent of making all professional sports a little more like professional wrestling, because I think we get too caught up in taking sports way, way, way too serious when it's a bunch of men playing a child's game for a living.
For millions of dollars.
Sports is already professional wrestling.
Word.
And I know where you're going with that. I say that because in football, can't even hit the guy anymore, man. if a guy's going over the middle and he's defenseless, I want you to ruin his soul. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to hit him in the target area. I want you to destroy his
his being.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I want him to be okay, too. But I want you to destroy his life.
Well,
you do realize, like, the wrestlers, their bodies, like, many of them have had so many problems in their lives after wrestling and whatnot.
They're drunks and drug addicts. No, I'm playing. There's some of them who are.
No doubt. I mean, a lot of them are taking
prescription pills.
Yeah, they're doing so many things to keep themselves to get that big and whatnot.
That job is crazy, man. You're gone, like, something like 48 weeks out of the year.
You're a professional athlete.
Yeah.
But I mean, even professional athletes are home a little bit more than that. They're constantly on the road. Because think about it. If you're a professional athlete, you get home games.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have home games. They're going to a different
arena.
Maybe they live in some of the places.
Yeah. Are they
live in one?
You don't even really get to stay. You pack up.
There's like a core. There's like a bunch of people in wrestling. Is there not? Like, there's a bunch. I don't really watch wrestling at all. I think it's the stupidest thing ever.
I think so too.
All right, thank you. But
I'm a big fan.
I don't understand the lore behind it. And I mean, well, I'm guessing it's not everyone's at all the events. Like, not every wrestler is there. So probably some of them have weeks off and whatnot.
You're right.
And,
you know, some of them do get breaks.
Yeah,
like, for injury.
That makes sense.
You know? And I mean, like I said, the one thing, like, I mean, I get around wrestling. I actually just recently found this out. My best friend. Sister just got married, and her husband, it's not just she's been married, her husband is works for WWE, and he works and they're like, he does stats for them, collecting what the fans are liking, and based on what the fans are liking, they determine who's going to be winning, and he pretty much creates a plot lines and stuff for them, which I thought was really cool. And he gets tons of tickets for them and stuff. So my nephews are stoked that they get all these wrestling tickets now.
I'd love to go to, like, WrestleMania one year. That'd be so much fun.
See, that's where I'm saying, like, I can't have, like, sports like wrestling. Granted, we like to say that probably many of our sports that we watch are fixed. Some of that conspiracy gets thrown out many times, you know, but
not
to the level of wrestling. I think if we went that route, it would have to do what wrestling does and kind of
create
everything.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the whole spectacle behind it, the music when the players walk up, the bravado, the way they talk trash to each other. I love that.
Okay, all right.
Stuff.
So you're going not with the business aspect, you're just
the uniforms, the whole thing. Yeah,
it reminds you of, like, let's say LeBron James in last year's playoffs, where he brought out the Undertaker T-shirt, and that was based on him, you know, being the dead man walking, and how, you know, they were down 3-1, and that whole connection, that was cool to me, because, you know, he actually kept wearing wrestling T-shirts as they went, like the Ultimate Warrior, but he tied it together, and I think that was great for social media and just,
which worked because they won. But if they lost, he would be getting clowned.
I wouldn't be talking about that.
But you know, like, that's the kind of stuff I enjoy. And, like, for instance, when baseball players walk up and have their own walk-up music, I wish there was choreographed dances. I wish there were fireworks. Like, I want more of that.
Don't you want him to hit the ball?
Yeah, but I want a show.
You want
Kenny
Powers?
I feel like
he
can't dance
stuff, right?
And hit the ball.
No, I'm saying as you're walking up to the plate, you got a little, you know, you got a little gig you got going. Well,
now you're asking a whole bunch from
these
guys.
You need
to be
locked in trying to hit the damn ball.
That's a whole lot you're asking from your
guy. That man is on the mound throwing 100 miles an hour. You ain't dancing on him.
Okay, but let's say in golf. You're going up. You're approaching the 13th.
And give the guy carts. Can we give the guy carts? Can we have golf carts for these guys?
No, they need to walk.
I'm just saying, let's speed up this event right now. That's all I'm looking for.
Hey, all I watch is the highlights anyway. I don't care how long it takes. They need to walk.
I'm just saying, I did try to watch the Masters. I tried to. I feel like on Sunday, that's the only time I'll give it a whirl. That's my goal. And it just, I couldn't. I was like, and granted, the ratings were really down for the Masters this past year, too. So that's one thing.
Well, you have no Tiger. Dustin Johnson, who is one of the best golfers. Did he win it last year?
No, he hasn't won a Masters. Oh. He hasn't won a major, I don't believe.
I don't watch golf. So
I don't think Dustin Johnson has won a major. He's one of those people.
Are you sure about
that? Well, he may have. Actually, I think he just recently won like maybe the U.S. or British or something. But he wasn't at this event. He had some certain allegations were thrown against his way for supposedly slipping down some stairs and hurting his back.
Yeah, that's
there were a lot of other things that were thrown out there.
That's real dicey. So I don't know how much we should bring that up. It is. There were a lot of jokes made about it, but basically, for those of you who don't know, Dustin Johnson is a really
he was on a really hot streak going into this weekend.
Yes, he apparently slipped and fell downstairs. There's a lot of rumors as to what may have led him to falling down or getting pushed down or thrown downstairs. And I think it would be a little reckless of us to.
What kind of allegations are we talking about? I'm just curious. I mean, we'd have to say
the floor is yours, and this is all.
All allegations. Yeah, none of this is completely true whatsoever. I've heard many stories as to what happened.
Okay, give me your top three.
Okay, one I've heard was that he was sleeping around with another player's wife, and that guy went over and pushed him down a set of stairs. That's the most scandalous one I heard. There is the connection that was the people are saying that were making that story had some connection to him. It could be validated. But again, this is all allegations. So that means he was cheating on his beautiful wife, Paulina. I don't know why you'd ever do
this. This is soap opera scandal.
But
I like it.
That was one. There was another one, right?
This is how we love and golf, people.
Love and golf,
right?
Now we're getting wrestling here.
I did hear another one that he was trying to do it so he can get out of his contract with Adidas. So he was wearing Adidas socks when he slipped. And there's like some type of like thing in the contract that if you get hurt or something when you're wearing that product, you can get out of there because he doesn't like Adidas and Nike wants them bad and he can get a lot more money with them.
I wish Derek would have got out.
Oh, yeah.
Derek Rose.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait,
wait, what?
I was with you.
Yeah.
I was not. I can't make that call from basketball.
Steel chair to the back right there.
So that's my second one. Rumor,
and the third one I did hear was that Wayne Gretzky himself pushed him down a flight of stairs because he's upset with some, like, apparently he's making too much money or something.
There's no way that's true.
I can't see that being true at all.
There's no way.
I believe all three.
Believe all three.
All of them are.
Yeah. There's no way the third one's true.
I can't believe the great one
would. Gretzky gotten, I think, a total of one fight in the 20-plus years he played professional hockey.
And he beat his ass. All right, and that's why nobody ever tried him again. Wayne is that man.
The great one.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't believe. I can't believe the last one, but
those are allegations that all have been tossed around. There's some other ones, too.
I heard Stone Cold Steve Austin hit him with a stunner, and he fell down the stairs.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
That's more plausible.
Hey, Dustin, we've all been there, man. It's good, bro.
Yeah.
All right, moving on from golf, because clearly none of us really know what we're talking about.
Did you figure out if Dustin Johnson won a major? Did you find that out?
Oh, I never did find that out.
The only thing Googled it, and it says that he's won 7 events, but I don't know if any of them are major events.
Okay.
I have one that says he wins his first major championship, and now we're buffering because the internet here is terrible. So we'll come back to that.
Right on.
No, he got his first. He won the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open, okay.
On June 19, 2016.
Okay. I was going to say, first one last year. So he has not. The Masters was his, like, that's the pride and glory for every golfer.
Yeah, for sure. You get to wear that green jacket. You get to go to a dinner the night before. But, it's all good. We were going to have my buddy Hackney come on because he is a golf fanatic, but we'll have him on in the near future. Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about sports we actually know and watch and follow on a regular basis.
Let's actually talk about sports.
Huh?
I said let's actually talk about sports now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Because golf's on sport.
The Cavs are resting the big three tonight against Miami.
Smart move.
Let's just jump into that. Why do you think it's smart?
Because it doesn't matter. You're LeBron. LeBron's going to get to the finals regardless of who he plays. So regardless of what seed they are, they're going to get there. So it doesn't matter.
This past run of like them kind of looking a little shaky isn't scaring you a lot. I know they're just probably going through the motions right now. But you don't think there's maybe that one team that, you know, just kind of strikes a chord?
And I agree with you, but I would be scared if they didn't have LeBron James.
Yeah, that's true. But still, LeBron, I mean, that game, you have to admit, against this Falcons blowing 26-point lead. In the
you mean the Hawks?
The Hawks, yeah. What did I say? Whatever.
Yeah. No, I for sure, that's definitely a bad, you know, a bad loss. It looks bad and everything, but you have LeBron James. I'm not worried.
Yeah. I mean, they'll be in the finals.
I really hope that they face Miami in the playoffs and Miami beats them.
As long as Kyrie and Kevin Love both stay healthy, I don't see them not being there.
Yeah, I mean, the implication is, so they are actually playing Miami right now. It's halftime, and somehow Cleveland is up 4. And Miami is the hottest or second hottest team in the league since the All-Star break. They started the season 11-30.
And, oh my God.
Yeah, and let That's me impressive. Just double check their record. I believe since then they have gone something like 29-11, so they almost completely flipped it. Let me see here. So they are 39-41, so that means they went 29-11 since that start, which is insane. But so this does have playoff implications. Miami is currently fighting for that eighth seed, which means if they can get in there, Chicago is out, and Miami and Cleveland will be facing each other in round one, which would be great.
But I mean, isn't the Celtics right behind Cleveland for that number one seed, though?
They would have to win out, though.
Yeah, I think if Cleveland loses this game, they think they lose the one seed, right, the first place right now.
Yeah, they are tied 51-29 apiece.
Yeah.
I do know that Cleveland has a tiebreaker, so if they end up with the exact same record that
they're good,
that Cleveland goes ahead heads into the playoffs as the number one seed. But I would love to see Cleveland, Miami in the first round, because I really don't think the first round and the East is going to be that exciting. But I think just the storylines you would have with LeBron coming back to Miami and, you know, all that kind of stuff will at the very least be fun. But I did want to talk about, we talked last week about how the Cavs have really kind of limped into this last playoff push here. They're ranked dead last in defensive efficiency since the All-Star break, and besides LeBron and Thompson, they don't have anyone on that squad that can play a lick of defense. And
that's my concern, is they don't have any dogs on that team. They don't have guys that are, you know, they're veterans, and you know, if you look at their resumes individually and on one roster, you go, wow, you know, you're going to look at that roster 10 years from now and be like, wow, they had some real players on that team. But right at this point, they don't have any dogs. They don't have any enforcers, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
They don't have any guys that, you know, they want Tristan Thompson to be that. But I don't know. I question their roster. Never LeBron. I got mad respect for LeBron, and LeBron's amazing. You put him on any team, they're going to get W's. But
yeah, that's why. I mean, that's why they're going to be in the finals.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
it's going to be, unless there's just an absolute.
You've been five straight finals?
Six. This would be a seventh.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, why? All right.
But yeah, when people are like, "Oh, you know, is this the year that he gets knocked off?" I'm the guy who's like, I'm going to be the guy who I'd rather be too late on this than too early.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather be the guy still saying LeBron's going to make it the year he doesn't make it than being the one who's trying to outsmart everyone and say, oh, this is the year he's going to fall off. Because we keep saying it. We keep saying he's going to get tired and he doesn't have it anymore. And then
enjoy this. No, because I was watching highlights even in the loss yesterday. And I'm like, man, you got to enjoy this LeBron right now because, you know, it's good, playing great ball. I mean, he is an MVP candidate, whether anyone likes him or not. Westbrook, in my eyes, I think he has the edge. But
yeah, we'll get to Westbrook here in a second. But yeah, LeBron is about to make his 11th straight first team All-NBA team. The only other guy who's done that is Karl Malone.
The mailman,
indeed. So that's pretty crazy. What LeBron's done, I think as much as we talk about him and stuff, I still think he's underrated. But yeah, I'm worried for the Cavs in the finals, and actually I'm not worried because I hope they play Golden State and Golden State just sweeps them. But
Golden State's not going to make it. Oh. You heard it here first. Golden State's getting knocked out in the first two rounds.
Sounds like a Clippers fan.
You heard it here first. Golden State's not making it out the semifinals.
It sounds like we got to have a little side bet after this show,
hey,
bro.
We can do whatever, big dog.
I'm down. I'm down. I'm down to put some money on that one.
WrestleMania ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I don't have a stake in it. So I'm just don't worry about me.
Yeah.
This is Talking About Practice, FM 90.1 KZFR, broadcasting live and direct from downtown Chico, California, to the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Chico Performances, presenting blues legend Taj Mahal and Keb Mo on June 22nd at Laxon Auditorium. These two Grammy winners will be performing songs from their new album, Taj Mo, and their classics with the powerhouse blues band, Taj Mahal and Keb Mo, June 22nd at Laxon Auditorium. Tickets at chicoperformance.com. And just wanted to mention, just real quick, guys, we have, Derek, I know you're getting to your news here, and I'll tee that up and get some music for you. But before we get to that, we are having our pledge drive here at KZFR. And this year's pledge drive is, they're all important because you guys help us pay the bills and all of that kind of stuff. But this year in particular is really important because with this new administration in Washington, they're considering getting rid of the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, which is a grant that helps stations like ours and stations throughout the nation who are community radio, community television, just public broadcast. And if that goes away, there's not going to be much of an outlet for people like us to do what we do, to give members of the community a platform to talk about things that matter to them, that may matter to the community. Obviously, on our show, we like to talk Chico State sports a lot. We like to have members of the different teams come in and allow our audience to get to know them as people as well as athletes. And so it's really important that this year, if you can, $5, $10, anything you could spare, $1 million, $1 billion, whatever you can spare. I mean, really, this year more than ever, it's really important that that you call up and you give whatever you can. And I really don't care if it's our show or not. I mean, I would love if our show just rakes in the dough this year. But really,
you set a tall standard for us last plus drive. Okay, $150 is tough to top.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We're still grateful for
yeah.
every one of those dollars.
Most and definitely.
But no, seriously, it really doesn't matter if it's this show or another show on KZFR. All the money's going to the same place. It's going to help this station do what we do, continue to help train people, help people learn broadcasting, put on shows, put on fundraisers, and all that type of stuff. So you'll be hearing a lot about that over the next coming weeks. I believe it starts April 26th. I thought G was in here. I think it starts April 26th and goes through May 5th. But it's really, really important this year more than ever. Whatever you guys can spare, seriously, reach into your pockets.
And, deep into your pockets.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's only a couple bucks, man, yeah. I'm telling you, every little dollar helps. So don't be shy. When that comes up, make sure you give us a shout and you pledge some money. Not to mention, we got some cool swag. We got some cool giveaways. Half my gear is from pledge drives. I got hoodies and hats and t-shirt. I got the hat on right now. So please, our listeners, do that. If not for this show, for any show that you enjoy, or just call us up at any time, day or night, and throw us a few bucks. But with that said, I'm going to throw it over to you, Derek. You said you have some... you have some news for us?
Yeah, I got some headlines I want to go over right now with y'all because, it's always fun.
Let's do that.
This past weekend, a number of NFL players were in Las Vegas participating in an arm wrestling contest. These players are going to be fined by the NFL for violating the gambling policy. This coming weeks after the league agreed to move the team to Las Vegas. That seems a little odd in my eyes that you'd find them for doing this contest. Yeah, I don't get it.
Like the WWE swag.
All right, man. Good on you, NFL. Yeah. You just contradicted yourself. Chinya Nwankwo, he is a backup center for the Houston Rockets, has yet to make a free throw since going granny style. The guy is 4 for 4 this year, so I think people need to consider doing that. Just
really?
Saying. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, granted, only four times, but, you know, it's still.
Four for four, man.
That's 100%, okay?
I made one before,
hey, dude,
right?
Works.
Right? I'm just saying, I think people should seriously consider going to that style.
Of all time, if you, like yeah. that, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, I think if I was a coach and my guy was terrible, I'd force him to do it. Like, yo, I'm paying you big bucks to get me points, and you're not doing that for me.
It's four for four, though, huh? That's a small sample.
It's a small sample.
It's a small sample, but still 100%, okay? All right?
Okay, I'll get
you. He has yet to miss. And some Chico State news right now. The Chico State baseball team, we suffered a defeat this past weekend to UC San Diego. Now, this caused Chico State to lose its first series of the 2017 season, which is pretty impressive for as long as we've been going on. And I do still believe they are ranked number one in the nation
they
in Division II.
So, last I checked, they were,
Good on them to the Chico State team right now.
Shouts to Chico State.
The baseball team,
Wildcats.
We're still trying to get them on right now. I do have some word in with the baseball team. It's just
scheduling.
They're all working.
A beast.
Okay, the U.S., Mexico, and Canada made a bid to co-host the 2026 World Cup. So the soccer is bringing the world together again, maybe tearing down some walls as well, you know? An authentic Masters jacket from the 1950s, which was found in a Toronto thrift store, was bought for $5. It sold today for $139,349.
Wow.
So rights to that
your
guy.
Local thrift store.
Oh, yeah, dude. Thrift store finds are the best.
Wow. $1 million%.
Yeah, dude. That's
that is insane.
Can't quite beat that markup right there. And sad news right now, United doesn't like people being on their flights anymore. The internet is abuzz with videos showing passengers forcibly taking off their flights because of overbooking incidents caused by by United themselves. So, I'm sure everyone's seen those videos by now.
They've
heard
United.
About it. Yeah.
Wait, what?
You haven't seen this yet?
They got people standing next to each other.
Yeah. They had to literally...
Wait, say this again. On a flight,
I don't know exactly the destinations and whatnot, but they had overbooked the flight. They had to get a couple of their own United employees back to back to the airport they were going to because they were going to be working.
Yeah.
So they asked for people to volunteer to go to leave, you know, to, you know, go for a stay an extra night. They pay him $400 and give him a flight home the next day.
Okay.
No one volunteered to do so. So they randomly selected four people. And literally, people were refusing to get off. One guy was a doctor saying he has to see patients in the morning. And they dragged him out of the plane. Like, literally, two like security guards came on the plane and, like...
It was pretty ugly.
Forced him off. Like, they were, like, dragging him by his hands down on the road.
Oh, my God, really?
Wow. Yeah. So, bad look for United right now. In the lighter news of life... The life of Kylie is going to be gracing our television screens. The Kardashians' grip on our society increases another 30 minutes with a show dedicated to the Kardashians' youngest daughter.
Is that the one dating Tyga? Or is that the other one?
That's the one dating Tyga. Yeah, she's the youngest one. Yeah. So thank God for that, guys.
Isn't that the one dating ASAP?
Is she?
She's always at Laker games, actually.
Come on, man.
I thought she was dating either ASAP or Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah, she's always at Laker games, so she might be dating half the roster.
Oh, man.
That means Clarkson's career is a wrap. I would trade him right now. Anyone who dates a Kardashian, your career is a wrap.
Unless you're Ray J.
Hey, he's been balling out lately.
And James Harden beat it.
Well, yeah, once he got rid of her.
He was hooping. James Harden has been hooping for 3-4 years straight, don't you?
Reggie Bush.
Hey, put some respect on that, boys.
was last year a good season for him, though? They didn't make the playoffs, did they?
Dwight Howard?
Yeah, Rockets didn't make
Howard.
Oh, I don't know if they made...
They didn't make the playoffs last year. That was the Kardashian year, man. They didn't make the playoffs that year.
Curse of the Kardashians.
Yeah. No, I don't know if they didn't make... But he hooped. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the team. Okay. His team was bad. His team is good. Pretty good now.
Mike D'Antoni is just a perfect coach with his team, though. That's all.
Fun for them. Yeah.
All right. More news. Kylie Kardashian got me all messed up. So
that was the end of my news right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, speaking about the Lakers, a very cool story out of yesterday's game. They were playing the Kings, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so D'Angelo Russell took a shot to win the game, missed, ball came. Got kicked back out to him, and without hesitation, he pulled up and ended up hitting the game winner. What was so cool about this was that his grandmother just passed away the same day, and he, in a post game, mentioned that he was thinking about not even playing in the game, that it was really tough for him, you know.
Correction, it was Minnesota.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right, because Carl Anthony Towns had 40.
40 and 20.
Yeah, and I believe
just another night.
Andrew Wiggins had put up 42, and they still lost.
Yikes.
Which makes you wonder what Tom Thibodeau is doing down there, but that's a story for another day.
They're working on it.
I guess, man. I mean, they're supposed to be decent this year.
Yeah, I mean, they got a nice little team.
LaVine went down.
And LaVine went down.
Yeah, LaVine.
And he was playing excellent.
Yeah, but the team still wasn't doing well when he was in. So
that's true.
But the point being is, or the point about D'Angelo Russell I thought was cool was just being able to see that emotion. He ran right after he hit the three. He ran into the stands and hugged what I figure has to be his parents and his family. It was just super emotional. And that's the type of stuff that reminds me of why I love sports so much. You get moments like that, whether it was Chris Paul in high school when his grandfather died at, I believe he was 68 or something.
58. Was it?
I thought he was in his 60s, but anyway, he scored
that's
the
hella.
Yeah.
68 in high
school? AI did the same thing when his grandfather passed away, I think, too. I think he hit 69 or something.
Yeah, and he scored the exact amount of points and ended up breaking down immediately after the game. That Brett Favre game some years ago where he
Monday Night Football?
Yeah, against the Raiders when his dad just died, mm-hmm. and Brett Favre just went off, and it was cool to see his wide receivers were, they would not drop that ball. Mm-hmm. They were going all out, because some of those passes were just not good passes, and his guys were really making the extra effort to make to make catches, and that's a memorable game. And then another one that I distinctly remember was Torrey Smith. His little brother got murdered in Maryland, and so he went down. He was spent the whole night in the hospital, didn't sleep, and came back for a Monday Night Football game. No one on the team expected him to be there. And I believe not only did he go off, but I believe he caught the game-winning touchdown. And so stuff like that, man, that's the stuff that gives me goosebumps and kind of...
That's just a reminder of how sports for all of us, fans or athletes, it's an escape. You know, it takes we get away from life a little bit, the realities, and we just kind of let go as artists. You know what I mean? Because I feel like athletes are artists, no matter in what sport. You know, they're doing something special. And it's an escape, man. And it's an escape for these athletes in every situation you just spoke of.
So. Sure. Now, so that's the sentimental part of this. Let's get to the funny. Derek pointed this out to me, that the Lakers are so bad that they can't even lose properly because they need to be tanking. So they have... they need a top three pick.
Yeah, we have a
protected. It's not protected,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's top three protected. If they get the fourth pick, they lose. They have to trade that pick to Phoenix.
Is it who's it?
Philadelphia.
Okay.
Philadelphia gets it.
Philadelphia. Yeah. Okay.
So even when they're trying to lose, they start winning. It's just what a mess that team's been.
Magic, help us.
I think like you can see Luke's like trying to, because he had Meta Wolf Peace in there for a long time in that game. He was playing serious minutes.
He was hitting himself.
Like,
he was making buckets.
In out there.
I was like, whoa, Meta.
Luke's like, damn it, I wanted him to do bad.
He thought it was the Celtics he was playing against or something.
So good on them. I think if they continue going, they have like a 40% chance of getting that. But even if it's been so, the team with the worst record is never usually getting that, has very rarely gotten that first pick. I don't think it's happened in the past few years.
It hasn't, but how significant has the first overall pick been in the last couple of years? Think about the last couple draft picks that were first overall
Ben Simmons was one. You get to see him play.
Anthony Bennett was another.
Yeah, haven't seen. He was a short round pick. The other one I could really give was like Carl Anthony Towns, the one that's like, he's been playing all right. He's good.
Someone gave me this information, but last year's the best player this year from last year's draft is Devin Booker, and he wasn't even top five. So how important is the first overall pick today?
Well, you want to have the option.
You want to have the first round pick still.
And
like, who's the first round pick in general is not fun.
Just because you scored 55. Brandon Jennings scored 55.
Yeah, his rookie year.
Where is Brandon Jennings
but,
now?
But Devin Booker's been pretty. I mean, he shows a lot of upside.
No,
but you're
for
right.
Sure.
We don't know how good he's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, 70 is another level, though. Granted, in a loss.
No, yeah.
In a loss.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens there. But I wanted to, keeping it with the NBA and just bad stuff happening, I want to bring up one of the greatest bad beats I've seen in a while. We had the Patrick Beverley incident earlier this season where he fouled with 0.2 seconds left, and they ended up shooting a couple free throws that are meaningless unless you had money on the game. But this was great. And if you have a chance, just go ahead and Google this. I'll give you permission to leave the show and come back because the video is amazing. So Memphis and New York played this earlier. I think it was Friday night. And the spread, New York was plus 12.5. So if you took New York, New York just had to come in within 12 and a half points, and you won money. And so what ended up happening is Memphis is up 98-88 with 0.6 seconds left, and the time's running down, and the guy's dribbling the ball. This guy, Wade, what was his name? Wade Baldwin IV. Never even heard of this guy. He's dribbling the ball casually, talking to the ref, and he just fires up a shot, a deep three from half court with 0.6 seconds left. And New York or Memphis ends up winning by 13. And the best part about this is you can see the people who had money on this game in the stands by their reaction. Some people are incredibly joyous. Other people are completely distraught. This point, this shot was completely meaningless other than the money line there. So that was a great bad beat. And I just wanted to bring it up because I love bad beats, and they're always funny unless you have money on the game. So, yeah, bad beat.
That's why you don't gamble, guys. It's bad for you.
Hey, gambling is good for your soul.
Bad for you.
Sportsbook, baby. Sportsbook in Vegas. Hit it up.
So, let's do this. Are you ready for your foot and mouth?
Yeah, I can do it. Just,
All right, well, let me tee you up here.
Thank you.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Right? It gets you in the mood right now, guys.
Yes,
right? I just want to see some crazy goals right now. But today's Foot in Mouth, I got a couple stories I want to talk about. This past week, North and South Korea played a soccer match. The women's side, their women's national team side, they played a match. It was a 1-1 draw, but I found it kind of interesting with so much speculation and uncertainty, especially in that region, that we can get a soccer match together with these two sides and nothing happens. It was just, like I said, a casual 1-1 draw. You saw your North Korean supporters looking at rigid as hell, but, you know... They were there actually playing soccer, and it was great. I really enjoyed it. I thought they had a... I think that's another reason. Like I said, another way of sports, bringing people together, you know? I mentioned the whole World Cup bid that the Mexico, U.S., and Canada are trying to make for the 2026 World Cup, if the world is still around by then. But I think it's kind of cool that we have that option to do that, especially just making a North American-style World Cup. I think that would be fun. And just in general, hey, we got North and South Korea playing together.
It's kind of like when you're a kid and your divorced parents are there for your birthday, and you're like, all right.
Oh, that was deep.
All right, we can do this. One time only.
Jaime just letting out all the pain.
My parents are not going to be in the same room. Not an option for
analogy game 101.
Doesn't work that way. My other story, it goes out to one of my all-time favorite players I've ever witnessed. His name is Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yes.
Zlatan. If you don't know the man, he has some just amazing highlights, some crazy goals. One of the best strikers to ever grace the pitch. But he's notably known for being probably one of the most cocky mother effers in the world, you know?
Very self-absorbed.
Very self-absorbed. Loves to refer to himself in the third person. But he had a great sound bit when he was getting interviewed by a Manchester United reporter. And I thought it was just, you guys have to hear it because it's just so good. Here we go.
Here we go. And here we go.
Premier League is begging me to stay. I came to England. I came here as a 25-year-old where everybody thought I was in a wheelchair.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Buffering.
What happened? The lion is still alive. And that's the way it is.
Who's the best striker in the Premier League right now?
English or foreigner?
Anyone you like.
I feel Lukaku is strong. Aguero is good. He's all round.
You didn't say yourself.
Lions, they don't compare themselves with humans.
No, unfortunately, you didn't have it quite buffered up correctly, but as you didn't hear it, he virtually called himself a lion. The lion is still alive. And the reason why, like I said, the guy is 35 years old, and he is still scoring goals. He's actually scored more goals since he's turned 30 since before he was 30.
That's insane.
Yeah, he scored 232 goals before he was 30. He's scored 250 since. So right on him, because even if you're as cocky as you are and that turns a lot of people off, he's taking that a persona of what you're expected in a soccer player. He embraces that full-heartedly, especially when you come as a striker. You have to be one of the cocky people. You're like a wide receiver, essentially. You know, you just
sounded
think
like Nacho Libre on that one. That
right? Yeah, the guy can go for it. And, nice. And he has done nothing but always produce quality sounds like that when it comes to what Zlatan is. So if you want a good look, look up some Zlatan highlights for some amazing goals. He probably has one of the sickest.
You're going to have to spell that name for me before I leave, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, just look up Zlatan. Z-L-A-T-A-N. Okay. Bam, and you're good. It's only Zlatan out there, yeah.
On FIFA, that man is unstoppable.
Really? Oh, dude. He's great.
Yeah, he's a boss. Yeah.
My son.
He probably has one of the most amazing bicycle kicks I've ever seen from 40 yards out. Oh, it was probably won the goal of the year back. I think it was 2012, but still. Zlatan, one of my favorites, and that's my foot and mouth for you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, shouts actually before we do. Champions League starts up again tomorrow on Wednesday. Again, that's the best of the best in Europe. All come together for this giant tournament. We got Barcelona and Juventus playing tomorrow, so that's a big game at 11:45. So tune your screens, y'all.
All right.
Dope. Thank you for that. You wanted to talk about Phil Sims getting replaced by Tony Romo.
Yes. I mean, who doesn't want to talk
so
about that?
So let's spend just a couple minutes because I know we have you want to get to your grinds my gears and just make the show all about you here. But
I'm filling the space.
So basically, if you've been under a rock, Tony Romo ended up deciding, I'm good on football for a little while and is going to be taking up a new profession as a broadcaster with CBS. He's going to be alongside Jim Nance. That means Phil Sims is up out of there, which is great for everyone. I think this is a win for everybody. I don't know how many times last year we talked about how much we can't stand Phil Sims on
yes.
the show.
Yeah.
Phil Sims had the greatest quote of the season where he said, all right, this is an obvious pass or run situation. And it was like, pretty sure every time you're not kicking the ball is an obvious pass or run situation.
Phil Sims with the deep insight.
Collecting checks, though.
No, 100%.
Did he,
for years.
I was like, did he get fired, or is he just still with CBS?
No, he's still with them. Okay. It's just a serious demotion. So
yeah.
He's not going to be doing the Game of the Week broadcast anymore with Jim Nance. Jim Nance, I absolutely loved covering the Masters alongside Vern Lundquist. Stay away from my football, Jim Nance. Just stay away. The game's moving too fast. There's a fumble last year. I don't know why I remember these things because I can't remember much, but I remember these things because they really just stick in my craw.
They grind your gear a little bit.
They really, you know what? They really, really do.
Grinds my gears.
There we go. Jim Nance said that there was a fumble where there wasn't a fumble. Then he was like, oh, they're picking it up and going the other way, when that never happened. I believe what happened was Jay Adai, they thought he was tackled and he just kept running. So there's no fumble and at no point did the other team have their hands on the ball. So, you know, whatever. At least Phil Sims is out of there. And I think this is a joyous day for the NFL and for football fans everywhere.
Watch Tony Romo be like worse than Phil Sims.
Why?
You don't like Phil Sims? Do you like Phil Sims?
No, it's not that I like Phil Sims, but we don't know what Tony Romo is going to be able to do.
Tony could be trash too, but
he could be mega trash.
Yeah, but Phil Sims is gone. So it's a small victory.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small victory. Let's not get a little carried away now.
But there's hope.
There's hope. Have we heard Tony Romo on the mic?
No, but it's not Phil Sims. What are you guys not getting about this?
I don't know if Tony Romo playing quarterback translates to him being an announcer. That's all I'm saying.
It might be different.
And he's also going to be a Maverick for a day. So tune into that.
Oh, yeah, he is.
For those people. I don't know if it's happening today or if it's tomorrow, but Maverick for a day, Tony Romo. He's going to be in warm-ups, dropping threes, handling the rock.
Like, just in practice?
Yeah,
right?
He's just going to do like warm-ups, like shoot around.
The rich get richer.
Oh, he's actually going through warm-ups with them?
That's pretty much sure that's the plan.
Is that just like a way to be for Dallas or something? Or is that something he's always wanted to do? Or
maybe that's something
Mark Cuban, you know, the enthusiastic entrepreneur he is, reached out to Tony Romo and gave him that opportunity. He accepted, and it's happening, has already happened.
I'm not going to lie. I actually like Mark Cuban a lot.
I like him too. I think he's cool.
I said if you like him because of the TV show Shark Tank. That show is
money. It made it seem personable.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
I do like him, but I have my
That's probably why people like Donald Trump.
Because
The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Maybe he made it seem personal.
No matter what, you cannot deny Donald Trump's got charisma. He's got that big bully charisma, you know?
Yeah.
That one kind of jerk in high school that people kind of liked, though, because he was...
Hate him, but love him, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
He threw real good parties, though, you know? He threw a real good party, like, yeah, he's kind of annoying, but, you know, he's got money, so be cool with him,
my
man.
My parents
you know?
Out of town oh, this God. Weekend.
Yeah, Donald's here again. He's going to get trashed and ruin the party. But it's hilarious. all right, you want to get to your grinds, my gears?
Oh, yeah, sure. I guess, I mean, I thought we weren't doing it, but, you know...
Oh, no. Can I get...
Oh.
I got it. In the meantime, we'll just have this background music.
Bam, bam. Right. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm DJ J Pounds here. Appreciate y'all for rocking with talking about practice. Make sure to tune in with your boy over there at BYOB Radio every Thursday at midnight to 2 a.m.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Rocking the freshest, newest of the beats.
There we go. It's a good show.
It's a pretty... It gets the people going.
It does. Oh, it gets the people going. You ready?
Yes, I am ready. Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people cheer for golfers when they get above par. You know, if you go on a hole and you go above par on that one, you shouldn't get a clap. You shouldn't get the laboratory, oh, yeah, you sucked. Yeah, you sucked. Yeah. You're good. Yeah, you didn't do good on this hole. Like, don't clap for them. If they get par, they get a one clap, I think. Boom, that's it. They're good. All right, you got par. If you go below par, you'll get the Browning ovation. Yeah. But come on, stop with this. Oh, yeah, you just went triple bogey. Let's give him a clap.
Nice.
Yeah, let's give him a pity clap.
Nice.
No. He's feeling dreadful. Make him feel more dreadful by not cheering him on.
I feel like clapping is almost worse, though.
Yeah, right?
Like somebody claps.
It's like a sarcastic clap.
Yeah, like,
I mean, I'm just saying.
Thanks for trying.
Stop clapping, people.
Thanks for coming.
I don't need that. I should start hearing boos out there, man. Come on. Like, boo, man. Come on. You can't even get in there. It's 2 feet away.
It's like that time. I don't know if you remember this, but we have a buddy, Josh, who missed a lot of class one particular semester. He just decided to go to Miami for two weeks.
Hey. Yes.
While he was in a group with Derek and I. And he ended up showing up to class one day and the whole class started clapping.
Yeah.
That was pretty...
Thanks for trying.
Yeah.
No, he was like, oh, we see you again.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that do the cheer, blank sucks, like, you know, Dodgers suck, Giants. It's just, like, so lazy, you know? Like, you can't come up with anything more than that team sucks. Like, you just, like, that's just your go-to move. Again, laziness in the fans in this country, man. It's terrible.
That's, like, I don't know. It's a long-standing thing, but that's, like, the beat LA chant. And, you know,
I mean, when the Kings started doing it, don't get me wrong, I respected them for doing that. Like, you got it. It's something, you know? Like, you hated us because we were, you know, always...
Great.
Yeah, we were better than you. Tim Donahue made sure of that too, you know.
Yeah, so let's never ever forget that.
And you know, like, I'm fine with that, but then everyone pretty much adopted that chant when the Lakers came into town. I was like, okay, you just are copping what the Kings are doing. Yeah, but people just repeat their own cheers that they see popular. Everyone remembers that Icelandic chant that the Iceland team did when the Euro Cup was happening. That Icelandic clap. Everyone started doing it after them, and I was like, yo, it's a great move, but let them have it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And granted, they're not the first ones to do, like, a slow clap to go to a fast clap, like, that's...
But you just don't like the blank.
The blank sucks. Like,
it's
like, yo, it's lazy, man, come on.
It's PC, though.
I don't want PC in my life, okay?
You can be creative, though.
We don't need that.
You can be creative.
Shout
out to Will Smith.
Right. Awesome, here's my other one. Dipping. Everyone knows what dipping is. Yeah, it's
tobacco?
Chewing tobacco. Yeah,
okay.
as an acceptable form of public display. Like, you can do that in, like, bars and whatnot. It's just an acceptable form of just being in a house or something. Spitting into a cup is A-okay.
So gross.
You know what? Not to say anything. I've worked with guys like that. And you know,
they dip all day
long to do that, but I've seen it in, like, workplaces.
Oh, yeah.
You know, usually kitchens. But,
I mean, it's...
In kitchens?
Yeah.
I would be scared to eat. I'd be, wow.
Si, senor. That's why.
Yes.
Yeah, no, dipping should be just banished, I feel. It's disgusting. If you dip right
now... Smoke a cigarette like a real man, you know?
Or hey, man, dip it up out there, guys. Don't let them steal you to not dip.
If you want to dip, dip outside.
Yeah, if you want to dip,
dip outside.
You said dip all over
big,
the
big
place.
Big leaguers dip, man.
Yeah, exactly.
They're outside, are they not? That's they're outside true. When they're dipping.
I mean, not anymore.
Yeah, no. I think a lot of them...
Back
they
in my day.
I just lose my teeth from all the cancer I'd get from chewing tobacco.
Can you knock out one more? In 1 minute or no?
Let me see. Yeah, I think I got one for you right now. Let me see. Oh, yeah. constantly
really
cut,
grinds my gears.
There you go.
When you constantly cut to the crowd cheering, you know, like I get it. The fans are happy. Yeah, let's just watch the game. I'm not here to watch fans cheer. Okay,
they'll be here. Yeah,
I like when cameramen actually go to the hot chicken stands. They always, see it.
I don't want. They don't even see that. Just show me. Show me the game. I don't need to see the fans anymore. Okay, I'm not paying to see
the
fans.
You don't like the kiss cam though?
Kiss cam.
If I'm at the stadium, I'm all for it. I don't need to see it on. I mean,
you don't need to see it on.
Granted, they don't even see it really. You don't even see when they do. It's always during the breaks and whatnot.
Yeah. But, you gotta get the reaction though. See, I feel like I'm coming back to like pro wrestling every now and then. Like, it's a reaction though. You gotta get the reaction.
I know, but it just goes too much.
So
every
once in a while. In review.
Yes. Like I said.
Clapping after you've gone over par.
Over par at a golf match.
Mm.
When people that do the blank you suck cheer, the blank sucks cheer. Yeah, that's laziness, guys. Come on, get better. Dipping is an acceptable form in a restaurant setting. Outside people, yeah. It's disgusting. You're spitting all the time. I don't get how it's
gross.
Possible. And then, like I said, the last one we just did. What was it, guys? What did I just talk about the last one?
Cutting to the crowd too much. Crowd reaction.
Yes,
and that, people, is what grinds my gears.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's about going to do it for us. Make sure you tune in Thursday evening, BYOB Radio at midnight. Also, tomorrow, spend your lunch with my man, DJ PHG, the American Sniper. It's his birthday, so make sure you tune in to that show. Caribbean Dance Radio at 11:30, from 11:30 to 12:30 tomorrow. Spend your lunch with PHG and Caribbean Dance Radio. Flipside Radio every Sunday evening at 11:30. And real quick, this is a real cool thing we have going on. Friday night, starting at 8 p.m., all ages are welcome. They're doing an underground hip-hop show at the Naked Lounge, which is really cool because there's actually a growing hip-hop scene here in Chico.